Hi, and welcome to Detox, Talks the Detox, a podcast where we talk to some of the world's finest leaders about their detox rituals and how they maintain continuity in a world of noise and chaos. How they make sure that the criticism that the world puts on them doesn't affect their insight and they still continue to perform as well as they do. Thanks for tuning in. This is Kunal Sundaramani, and you are listening to Detox, Talks the Detox.
With Kunz Sanghvi on the podcast, Kunz is a writer and a four-time author. He's the co-founder and COO of one of the largest platforms in the domain, InsideIIM.com, alongside being a frequent traveler. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Kunal. Thanks for having me. Really excited about this.
So, Kunz, you've had a great journey and you've taken up quite a few challenges. And challenges are primarily have a very testing phase to them, a phase where they really give you a chance to reflect and see what you're doing and from what space is it coming through. So what's been a few detox rituals that came out of all the different phases from being at other media agencies and media companies to now heading in senior leadership for a startup? Through all these different phases, what have been a few detox lessons that stayed with you through all these challenges that you took up from time to time that really shaped you and helped you detox from all those stages?
Right. So, Kunal, a little bit about my journey. I'm a MICA grad, finished my MBA, joined Hindustan Times in Delhi. And that was the first time, honestly, I was out of Bombay, out of a campus, staying by myself in Delhi in a PG, trying to figure out my career. And that was a very interesting time because I had never gone through that kind of a journey. I'm extremely social. I love chilling with people and having conversations and that kind of things. And I found myself alone and needing to make new friends. So that was a complicated time in Delhi when I started out my work. I think what helped at the beginning was this fire in your belly that you really want to do something. At that time, I was very enamored by this book called The Fourth Estate. I had read it in college and it had stayed with me where I wanted to become a CEO of a media conglomerate someday. So I was like, okay, I had dreamt that I'll be in Bombay working in the Times of India office in CST. And then on a rainy evening, I would go out and have a drink with journalist colleagues and TV anchor colleagues, and that's how my life would be. Except it didn't turn out that way. It turned to be in Delhi, in Connaught Place, and instead of Times of India, it was Hindustan Times. But it was very exciting for me, and I was willing to work as many hours it required. And it came with its own set of stresses. It came with a certain kind of loneliness. It also came with this constant doubt that, am I going to make it? Because you're also surrounded by really smart people. So the batch that I joined into, there were people from other IIMs and other top schools as well. And you tend to be competitive, right? When you enter these kinds of places. And I found myself sometimes being out of depth, feeling this kind of imposter syndrome, those kinds of things. And I figured that what really helps me in those times is, you know, taking stock, reaching out to people who know me well. So talking to people who've known me since childhood, since I was a very young person. So talking to family, talking to friends, keeping in touch. It's something that I had completely abandoned when I was at MICA, keeping in touch with people who were a part of my childhood because I wanted to focus on the here and now. But when I moved to Delhi and started my professional life, I realized that that is something that you should hold on to rather than let go of. That phase really helped me in that sense. The other thing I realized was that, and this is a love that developed at MICA, so to speak, although we watch a lot of films as kids, you watch films as students once you go to a place like MICA. And I started watching a lot of films, a lot of bootleg DVDs. I stayed very close to Palika Bazaar, so a lot of bootleg CDs were available for very cheap. So I started watching a lot of interesting films, and that really helped me as well. The other thing that helped me was that discovering a new city, right? I was in Bombay, and Bombay has its own history, but when you realize that Delhi is a much, much older city, there are so many empires that have gone through that city. There have been so many stories, so many controversies, so many artists, singers, poets have gone through that city. And I decided I'm going to discover Delhi. I also found my love for food. While Bombay's food is very functional, very to the point, the Delhi food is elaborate, extensive, interesting, rich with colors and flavors and butter and dahi and milk and all those sorts of things. So those kinds of things helped me at the beginning of my career to find my feet and not just letting it be completely about my career and constantly questioning where am I going and am I doing good enough and am I good enough to be here kind of stuff. I was at HT and I realized that, you know, I'm doing sales and I'm reporting to a boss that I don't particularly like. And that's when I decided, maybe 2.5 years into my job, that, you know, maybe I'm meant for something else. That's when I took a break and I traveled to every state in India, or backpacked to every state in India for 6 months on a very shoestring kind of a budget. And I wrote a book, right? I wrote a book called Side Upper, short stories from across India. Every city I went to, I would spend time, try to say something unique about that city, and also travel and understand the people and spend time with the security guards and the normal people over there, how their lives are. And maybe some story will pop out to me sometimes. Sometimes I would have to try harder to come out with a story. But that's when I realized one thing, Kunal, that what really de-stresses me is being able to connect and empathize with someone else, being able to understand their story, and also create a certain kind of distance from your here and now by saying that, okay, this is where I am, but let's try and understand someone else's story. Let's try and connect and empathize with someone else's journey. And as a writer, that is something that is a part of your process, right? If you're able to do that, you're able to, in the process, also distance from your problems, your immediate concerns, and you are then attached to someone else's life. So that kind of journey really helped me de-stress from a very aggressive kind of corporate life. And I came back with a book. So it was not like I was completely unfettered and I was doing whatever I want every day. There was an objective, there was a direction, that there was a project that I was building towards. So that also gave me direction while still being able to enjoy myself. So that was interesting. Stories is what has essentially stayed on after that. I joined another media company, which is Network 18. I used to handle the Hindi channel over there, which again, I took up because I was more interested in the normal people and normal journeys rather than running the English channel, which was a channel for CEOs and CFOs, kind of an audience. Again, there I got tired after a point. I realized that I had made that decision for money, and I asked for a shift from a corporate job to a more creative job within the company itself. So I wrote my own book, which is a Bollywood themed finance textbook for adults. I ran a show where I would go to the marble artisans of Udaipur. I would go to the boatmen of Varanasi. I'd go to the army men in an institute in Faridabad, and we would create programs where they would be able to understand how to manage their finances better. Now, these kinds of things opened up my creative side while also still being very rooted in the hardcore business. This was a program sponsored by National Stock Exchange. They wanted more and more people to understand the importance of investing and those kinds of things. What I found really helps is finding your balance, right? Finding what is it that you want to do, but marrying it with what is it that is going to make you money, what is going to be useful for large businesses or companies, and then finding that middle path that keeps you less stressed about where you're going and whether this is what you're meant to be doing in this world, while also being able to do some part of it while also making money. So that kind of stuff really helped. After that, I realized, by then my first couple of books were published, and I realized that, you know, the value in telling a story still lies with the platform. It does not lie with the individual who's creating the stories. Which is when I realized that I need to own the entire value chain. And that meant that you have to be an entrepreneur yourself. You have to own the value chain. You have to own the platform where the stories are being told. This is when one of my closest friends approached me, Ankit, approached me with saying that, you know, why don't you join me and head the content side of things over there at Inside IIM. And that's when the Inside IIM journey started. Now, after 5 years, over a 2 lakh subscriber YouTube channel, doing 1 crore views every year, 3 million students being reached out to through our platform every month, through the website, through a variety of activities we do, over 50 employer brands that we've worked with, over 50 campus brands that we've worked with. And now we are building an edtech business from scratch, where we are doing cohort-based courses to upskill the early career professionals in our country. And it's been a great journey, but I realized that that was the most stressful thing I had to do. I realized that it is mentally taxing when the buck stops with you. It is mentally scary. It might sound exhilarating that you don't have a boss to report to, that whatever you discuss with your best friend one night, the next morning you can start implementing without having to make PPTs and presenting it to bosses. And then whether they've had a good lunch or not decides whether your program is going to get approved. It also came with its own stresses. The biggest stress is to be able to pay salaries to the people you've employed every month. As a bootstrapped entrepreneur, that is one of the biggest challenges that you face. Those were some of the things that made me realize that I need to find a newer level of being able to de-stress.
now becoming a part of a startup, and there's a whole new set of challenges. So throughout your entire journey, those detox lessons, what are the ones that were the most evident for you?
So look, Kunal, I spend a lot of time having conversations with employees, with clients, with potential students who could be joining us on our platform, conversations with colleagues, all kinds of conversations. And that I feel is the best way to do any kind of work. You create something while having a conversation, whether in text or in person. I took that same philosophy to what I do beyond my work as well. It's very important, I feel, that you should have your own circle of friends, your 10 club, essentially 10 people that you're very close to, because those are the people that you can bounce your ideas off. Those are the people who will be your support system. One thing I believe in is that greatness comes in batches, right? When Shah Rukh Khan was in St. Columba School, even Palasin was in St. Columba School. And there were a lot of other people that Shah Rukh Khan collaborated with who went on to become great in their careers when Shah Rukh Khan was doing dramatics with them in college. In fact, his first film, so to speak, in which Annie gives it those ones, was directed by Arundhati Roy. So you get the idea, right? It's about who do you surround yourself with. If you're going to surround yourself with people who are going to constantly talk about smoking weed and defying women, then that's how you will become. Because at the end of the day, we do a lot of things to impress people around us. And if the people around you are impressed by these kinds of things, that's what you will get better at. But if the people around you are impressed by what kind of businesses you've created, what kind of content you put out, what kind of aspirations, what kind of problems do you want to solve in our country, then that's what you will also become, and that's what you will also chase, because you want to impress the people around you. So for me, the stress, the fact that, you know, am I going in the right direction? Am I doing the right thing? Am I making the full use of my talent? Am I good enough to do these kinds of things? That got balanced by a great circle of friends that I made at MICA and in my undergrad college, who were very close to me and themselves going through a similar journey in their own careers. And that is why we found connection, empathy, things that I looked for even in the past within ourselves. And it has helped me throughout the journey.
Very well phrased. What would be a few detox tips that are very relevant in everything that you do and that stay with you?
Kunal, I don't know if these are tips, but I'll tell you something, right? There is another aspect to our lives that we don't talk enough about, which is our personal life, which is our relationships, especially when we are in our 20s and we're looking for that life partner or finding someone to be with. Kunal, I have gone through 75 arranged marriage meetings. As a Gujarati boy from Bombay, I've gone through 75 arranged marriage meetings, meeting women of all kinds, women who were doctors and dog trainers and fashion designers and perfumers and all kinds of backgrounds, all kinds of histories, and constantly finding, looking for someone to spend my life with. And that was a time also of a lot of stress in my life, because your parents, especially Gujarati parents, are very stressed as the kid keeps getting older and he's not getting married and all those sorts of things start playing on their minds. At that time, it is very important to be very sure about what is it that you want, and to a certain extent, being uncompromising about what you want, right? I feel that the young people in our country are often pushed to compromise and make do with a subpar relationship because, you know, time is running out and there is a body clock and there are certain milestones ke 30 tak pehla beta ho jana chahiye and you should be married at 27, first kid at 30, second kid at 33, your own large house in Bombay by 40. Those are all things that people expect us to do, and that leads to a lot of stress, a lot of pressure, not just from parents, but relatives, friends, bosses, colleagues, all kinds of people. I fell in love with the girl that I eventually married only 3 months ago, 8 years ago. I was very unapologetic and uncompromising about who it is that I want to marry. And I can tell you that that is very important. And to be able to give yourself small wins, to be able to give yourself the patience and the time to actually find the right person to marry and then wait for her to get ready to marry is important. And to all the young people who are listening right now, I want to tell you this, that while your career is going to stress you out, nothing is going to stress you out as much as your personal life. And hence, it is very important that you choose the right person to live a stress-free life with. It is not important when is it that you get married to a person. It is important who is it that you're getting married to and what kind of life you're going to get after that. So to all the youngsters, there's just this one advice. You'll be watching a lot of podcasts for your professional life. You don't do even half of that to figure out your personal life. So please spend time on choosing that right life partner also. It's almost as important as everything else that you're doing in your life.
Again, very well phrased. So moving towards the rapid fire round, these are a couple of quick questions. Try to answer them in 5 seconds or less.
Apples or oranges?
Apples.
Apple or Android?
Android.
MacBook or Windows?
Windows if it's the Microsoft Surface.
Your favorite destination?
Berlin.
Your favorite person?
My mom.
Your favorite movie?
Dil Chahta Hai, Pursuit of Happiness, one of these two.
Your favorite web series?
Peaky Blinders.
One thing that you would never compromise on?
If I'm watching a show, I don't want to be disturbed, whatever is happening around me.
Your favorite thing to do?
Watching a show.
Smart casuals or suits?
Ridiculous over-the-top clothes that nobody wears.
Cleaning your place or doing chores?
Neither.
Soups or bread?
Bread.
Favorite food?
Dosa.
Second favorite food?
Ice cream.
Third favorite food?
Any paneer dish. I'm a vegetarian, love paneer.
Netflix or Amazon Prime?
Netflix.
Netflix or Extra Sleep?
Netflix.
Perfect. Thanks, Atan, for coming on the podcast. This was a lot of fun.
Thanks a lot, Kunal. I had a great time too. Cheers.
You just heard an episode on the Detox Podcast. Do not forget to subscribe on your favorite streaming platform, whether it is Spotify or iTunes. We are there.